Hi, this is Meredy Duddleston. Nutcrackers were part of a child's Christmas in southeastern Germany, where Hardy von Auenmiller grew up. Here's a little more about what they meant during his childhood.
Why do you think the nutcracker showed up in E.T.A. Hoffmann's fairy tale?
I think it's probably because all the fairy tales are based on old folklores, and he just picked it up. There is something mysterious about a nutcracker. He obviously has powers that exceeds that of an ordinary person, because you shouldn't try to crack nuts with your teeth. But it is a skill to build a nutcracker. You know, you need it is not just one simple carving. They're using techniques there. They're using physics, because if you look at the nutcracker, it usually has a strong level that with which you can ultimately exert tremendous forces that crack even the hardest nut.
They are very beautiful, and a ton of work goes into making them, carving as well as painting them.
Obviously, these wooden toys were made to please the kids. So to make them nice, beautiful, and colorful, and also somehow identify them with the people that are around you. You know, a farmer usually had a certain blue color attire on. A miner had a more black color attire on. So you have these distinct colors that differentiate them from the other folks that are around them. And of course, royalty is always a matter in there. And so you see the royalty with, you know, golden colors and with stars and lapels and all of this. So that makes them very, very distinguished looking.
Did you have nutcrackers in the home when you were growing up in Germany?
Yes, I have lots of nutcrackers, not only nutcrackers. I had lots of toys that were made in the Saxon region, because that's where my family hailed from. But I also had tin soldiers, you know, and you didn't have at that age. You know, I'm 78 years old. Obviously, at my youth, there were no iPads around. There were no computers there with whom you could have animated games that are now offered through that media. So you had some basic toys and used them to your fantasy.
Was the nutcracker also used for its, you know, its basic purpose, to crack nuts?
Oh, absolutely. You know, because nuts are one of the things that I remember were always under our Christmas trees as gifts. You know, there were home-cooked cookies, of course, home-baked cookies, and there were nuts. Nuts were a fruit of given trees, whether it's walnuts or pecan nuts, etc. So there are plenty of different nuts, and you need to crack the shell. And therefore, it had a very useful purpose.
You would actually use these very beautifully carved and painted figures.
Absolutely. Most toys in the rural areas had a certain useful purpose. And indeed, you could very well say, we used them, and every other kid, I'm sure, when they are given one, used them because you wanted to show off towards your friends that this gift that you got for Christmas was a very special, powerful instrument.
Would they have been in most homes in the area where you grew up?
I would say yes. You know, of course, I happened to be born into a family that was a bit more privileged, but even the farmers or the workers' kids had a toy of that sort. Maybe not as elegantly painted, not as elegantly carved, but, you know, like anything else in the world, you have Cadillacs and you have Volkswagens. So there's a great variety between what one family could afford and the other one couldn't. But I'm sure they were part and parcel of a home where kids were around.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.